Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:38, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. Well, Katie Taylor believes her homecoming fight against Chantelle Cameron will be the biggest test of her career to date. English fighter Cameron is the undisputed light welterweight world champion, and Taylor would become a two-weight undisputed champion should she win. Now, the fight itself takes place on the 20th of May at the Three Arena. To date, Taylor has fought 22 times as a professional. She's won all 22. This will be the first time she's fought in this country since turning pro after the Rio Olympics, and she's been a great champion. But I think her legacy will be her fight to get Olympic recognition for her sport and for young girls to be accepted in the gyms around Ireland, just like the boys. Her mother, Bridget, has been telling Siobhan Madigan why this and the chance to come home are so important to the family.
I mean, the progress has been phenomenal. When you walk into any boxing club now, there's so many young girls and female fighters in clubs throughout the country, which is a great testament, I think, to her and others that have gone before her as well.
How much has it meant, though, privately, when she's been sitting at home with her family? How much has she spoken about her desire to fight at home in front of her home fans?
In the private moments, people don't see, you know, the huge sacrifices that you have to make these things happen. Living abroad and fighting, I suppose, all over the world, everywhere but Ireland, has been tough. And there's a lot of people here that want to see her fighting here as well. And, you know, her friends and family that can't travel to see her. And the Irish people in general, I think, yeah, really want to see her. So it means a lot. It means a lot to her and family. Very proud.
All the talk was of Croke Park. It's not going to be Croke Park. Maybe just for now it's not going to be Croke Park. Is the Three Arena or the Point Depot, as we'd all more commonly know it, yeah. Is it a next best thing?
Absolutely. Look, it's here. It's here. And it's in on Irish soil. And that's the most important thing, I think. Hopefully Croke Park will happen down the road sometime, but we'll wait and see.
Chantelle Cameron poses a huge, though, challenge for Katie. And, you know, it's maybe a challenge that she didn't need to take at this stage. She could have taken perhaps an easier route for a homecoming fight.
Absolutely. She could have taken an easier challenge. She could have taken a mandatory fighter. She wouldn't have posed so much of a threat, but you don't become great doing things like that. You know, greatness, you know, you have to fight the best and you have to take risks, you know, to become great in anything. So that's the way Katie rolls.
Yeah, lovely to hear from Mother Bridget there, Bridget Taylor. And doesn't that say a lot about Katie Taylor, that bit at the end? She's chasing greatness and has to take risks to become great. She's nothing to prove, does she? Looking forward to that in May. The Republic of Ireland will today continue their preparations for the friendly against Latvia tomorrow. This is the last chance for players to impress ahead of the qualifier against France, which is next Monday. Hard to believe that has come around so quickly. Andrew Omobemadeli is one of those players who's delighted not only to hopefully get a chance, but also to be back in this Irish squad, because back in 2019, he was making his mark for his country and he was also playing his trade in the Premier League with Norwich, doing really well. And then he suffered an injury around about Christmas 2019. It left him wearing a back brace for 6 months. The good news is he's back and he'd love a foot race with Kylian Mbappe next week. He's been speaking to Tony O'Donoghue.
I had a gauze stretch fracture on my back, so that kept me up for 6 to 7 months. So going from all those highs to suddenly in a space of 2 weeks to going probably the lowest, I couldn't do anything, gym work, nothing, I just had to naturally rest. So it was tough, but happily that's behind me and I've no problems with my back anymore. So.
And what are your hopes for getting involved in the Latvia game, obviously, first of all, and possibly even against France?
Yeah, of course, it's a massive privilege to play for Ireland, so if I can be involved in any of the games, that'll be great, especially on my return. So that's the plan.
When you look at someone like France and the players they have, like, how would you like to test yourself against Mbappe?
It's the ultimate test, really, to see where you are as a player and as a team, because obviously we know France are a good nation. So it'll be a good test for us, for the boys up there. Everyone can agree he's a good player, he's quick, and I'd like to think I'm quick as well, so I'd love to probably do a 4-8, something like that, see how quick I am, do you know what I mean? But
yeah. Yeah, let's see what happens there. The game tomorrow is live on RTÉ Radio 1 Extra and RTÉ 2 Television. There are reports this morning that Roy Hodgson is on the verge of returning to Crystal Palace as head coach for the remainder of the season. And he looks like he's coming in. And on the way out, it seems, according to reports, is Antonio Conte at Tottenham. Reports late last night suggest that the club are about to part ways with their manager. And this is following his rant and the draw with Southampton at the weekend. A couple of bits of rugby news to tell tell you about. Johnny Sexton, an injury concern for Leinster after he hurt his groin in that win over England at the weekend. He's almost certain to miss the Champions Cup last 16 game with Ulster on Saturday week. Scott Robertson will become the new New Zealand head coach when Ian Foster departs after the Rugby World Cup. New Zealand Rugby has confirmed this morning. And finally, there is horse racing today in Clonmel, where the action gets underway at 1:55.